Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. HaPesach, the Carbon Pesach. Sheshachto Shalo Lishmo, that you shechted it not for the name of a Carbon Pesach, rather you had in mind a different name, you had in mind it should be for a Carbon Shlomim. B'Shabbos, and you did it when the 14th day Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. And we're talking about that you made a mistake and you thought that it was mutter, it was permitted to shecht a Carbon Pesach on Shabbos, even if you think it's for a different name. Like you think, just like it's mutter to shecht it for the right purposes, you know you're shechting it for Carbon Pesach. So you thought that, hey, if by mistake I had in mind, you know, a different name, I had in mind this for Shlomim, it's also fine. So the rule is, chayav lav chatas. It's, you transgress the laws of shechting on Shabbos. What you did is no longer a mitzvah, because the carbon is pasul. We had learned earlier in Perek Hei Mishnah Beis that if you shechted the carbon Pesach for the wrong intentions, you didn't have in mind it should be for carbon Pesach. Instead, like in our case, you had in mind it should be for carbon shlamim. So the carbon is pasul. It's no good. It's invalid. Comes out, you didn't do a mitzvah with the shechting. You did nothing. So it comes out, you shechted on Shabbos by mistake, which is a prohibition, and therefore you have a carbon chatas to atone for your sin. Ushar kalazach, and what about all the kinds of karbanos? So, sheshachtan l'shun pesach, the other way around. He didn't take a carbon pesach and shecht it for the purposes of a carbon shlamim. He took all other karbanos, okay, and he shechted it as if they were the carbon pesach on the 14th day of Nisan when it fell out on Shabbos. So, im einen ru'uyin, if they're not befitting for a carbon pesach. So again, he has other karbanos, it's the flip case. His other karbanos, and he had in mind to do it for the carbon pesach, right? If they're not be fit for carbon pesach, for example, buck or cattle, right? We don't use cattle for carbon pesach; we use a sheep. Or in a kavis, or it was a female, right? We use males. It was a female. So if it was cattle or female, things that you would never even use for carbon pesach, and it was a mistake, it was a shogig, it was by mistake. For example, you forgot it was Shabbos, or you thought that it was a carbon pesach. So then you're chayav chatas. It's no good. Those are not good excuses. And, we don't look at it as if you're, you know, making a mistake in the matters of a mitzvah. Why? Because everyone knows that either this type of animal is not brought as a carbon pesach, you know, or you should have known it was Shabbos. And therefore, you know, you transgress the sin of shechting. The carbon is invalid. And, you have to bring a carbon chatas to atone for your sin of shechting on Shabbos for the wrong reasons. But if it was really raw, it was befitting to be a carbon pesach. For example, you had a seh, a lamb, and it was within 1 year old, right? And it was for a shlamim, was meant to be for a carbon shlamim, right? And you, by mistake, had in mind to do it for a carbon pesach. You were so busy, you know, with shechting the carbon pesach that you made a mistake, and you shechted this lamb instead of your carbon pesach. And you don't remember that you really set it aside to be a carbon shlamim, right? So then, now it's going to be a machlokas, because now it's more relevant. You know, it's got the character traits of the Karban Pesach. It's a lamb, it's 1 year old, it's a male, but you got mixed up between your shlamim and your Pesach. So it'll be machlokas tanam, and it's going to be a whole debate over here. So let's see. Hilyazer, Mechayev Echatas. Blazer says that nonetheless, even though you made a mistake in mitzvah matters, right, you're dealing with the karbanos, you're still considered that you did a transgression of shechting for the wrong purposes on Shabbos, and therefore you have to bring a carbon chatas to atone for your sin of shechting and violating Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua, he says poter. No, you don't have to bring a carbon chatas. There's no sin over here, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, hatov b'dvar mitzvah, one who makes a mistake in mitzvah matters, v'asa mitzvah kol shehi, and you did a mitzvah nonetheless. Right? You didn't bring your carbon shlavim that you wanted to bring, but you had a mind should be for carbon pesach, even though it was the wrong intention. So he says, you're pata, you're exempt from carbon chatas, because at the end of the day, there is an awesome mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. Shehikav carbon, he brought a carbon. And the rule is that all other carbonos, right? The rule is that for carbon pesach, you have a mind should be for something else. It's no good. But other carbonos, other carbonos, if you had in mind the wrong intention, right, you had in mind other kabbalah should be for your carbon pesach, there it does work. We still say it's kosher, right? We still say it's kosher. And since Rabbi Shua says you were osik, you were toiling in a mitzvah manner, so therefore you're not going to violate the prohibition of shechting on Shabbos. And he would say that you don't have to bring carbon chatas. He says that, you know, that you're okay. So right away, Amar Rabbi Eliezer responds, What's going on over here? Ma'am a Pesach, shu mutu l'shmo. Look at a carbon Pesach. That normally when you shecht it for the right intentions, meaning you shecht it so it should be a carbon Pesach, and you shecht it on Shabbos, we know normally it pushes off Shabbos, right? So, and you're okay, right? It's a mitzvah, no problem. Kishashina eshmo, when you changed its name and you had the wrong intention in mind, then you're chayav a carbon chatas for transgressing Shabbos, because now what you did was not a carbon Pesach, it was nothing, it was an invalid carbon, you can't just shecht on Shabbos for no reason. So zvachim, other carbonos, shein asurin lishman, right? She'as l'shecht on Shabbos, you can't shecht it on Shabbos if you're doing it for the sake of the carbon, meaning you have some other carbon, and you have the right intentions in mind, you're doing it for whatever carbon it is. But you can't just shecht on Shabbos now, it's not special like a carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is special, shecht on Shabbos, because it says, b'yom, you have to do it on the day. If the day of Pesach fell, a day of Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, that's when you have to shecht, you have no choice. But other carbonos, don't shecht it on Shabbos, shecht it another time. So regular carbonos, when you shecht it for the right purposes, you know, you have in mind what carbon you want it to be, but you can't do it on Shabbos though, because do it another time. And yet, Kishashina Eshman, so then when you change the name and you shecht it for a carbon Pesach, Eino Din, all the more so, Shehi Chayev, that you should be Chayev a carbon Chatas, for transgressing and violating the law of Shechita on Shabbos. So the Kal V'chomer is simple. A carbon Pesach, when you did it the right way, right, then it pushes off Shabbos. But when you change its name, it doesn't push off Shabbos. So all the more so regular Kabbanos, that even if you did it for the right reasons, for the right names, it doesn't push off Shabbos, right? Because you can't just do other Kabbanos on Shabbos. So when you change the name and you do it for, you know, a carbon Pesach, all the more so it shouldn't push off Shabbos. So Amalav Yeshua, Yeshua responds back to Blazer, Light, no, it's not a Kal V'chomer. Don't use that kind of logic against me. Because Imamarta B'Pesach, if you can say by a carbon Pesach, that if you change its name by mistake, so then the carbon is invalid and you're Chayav Chatas on Shabbos, that's because Sheshishno L'davar Aser, you change its name to something, to a carbon, which is prohibited to be Shechted on Shabbos. Other carbonos can't be Shechted on Shabbos. So if you're having a mind to shechta for some other carbon, that anyway that can't be shechta on Shabbos, that's why it's no good. But Tomer Bezvacham, will you tell me that with other carbonos, Sheshina L'davar Mutter, your intention is having in mind a different kind of carbon, other carbonos, the regular carbonos, for the carbon Pesach. And the carbon Pesach is Mutter Shechta on Pesach. So why would you be chayev? So simply what his response is that, you know, you're going to tell me that if you're going to say by a carbon Pesach, right, that if you change its name, you had the wrong intentions in mind, right? So then you'd be chayev, it wouldn't push off Shabbos, right? You'd be chayev a carbon chadas. That's because you're having in mind the carbon Pesach for a lower, you know, standard carbon for the wrong intentions. But other carbonos, if you're having in mind for the actual carbon Pesach, which normally is going to push off Shabbos, let them push off Shabbos. That's what his response is. So again, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer responds to Yeshua. I emur et tzibur. If you look at the emurim were a certain kind of fats, tzibur, these public offerings of these carbonos of the public offerings that were brought. For example, an olos tamid, the carbon olos, the tamid, or carbon musaf that was actually brought on Shabbos, was permitted to be brought on Shabbos. Yochichu, I'll prove to you that I have a good raya, I have good proof that my kal v'chomer, my logic is very good. Because these things, shein mutar l'shman, when you shechted it for, you know, the right intentions, meaning you had in mind exactly what the karbanos are, the olah for the olah, tamid for the tamid, musaf for the musaf, right? Those are actually permitted to be shechted on Shabbos. That's okay, right? So then, v'shochet l'shman, so then, but yet, all other karbanos, if you had in mind to shecht it for the intention of these emurim that normally are permitted to be shechted on Shabbos, we still say chayev chatas, that you're chayev chatas, because since, even though you changed its name to something which is mutter, you're trying to elevate it, still you've got the wrong name, and it's as if you violated Shabbos and you're chayev to bring a carbon chatas. So again, you see, even though you're elevating it, you're like making a mistake but trying to bring other kavanos to a higher level, it doesn't help, and you're still chayev chatas on Shabbos. And then again, I'm going to be sure response to Eliezer, lo, no, don't bring me proof from the emurim of the tzibor. Because imamarta be emurid tzibor, if you could tell me by the emurim of the carbon tzibor, that if you shechted them, you know, heshuchad l'shmam chayev, that if someone took, you know, other karbanos and had a minor, it should be for the Imurim, you're still chayev. Because the Irish Yeshlem Kitzva. Because on Shabbos, we have a set amount. We bring two kvasim, two lambs as a tamid, and then two lambs as a karban masaf, and then that's it. Well, once they're shechted, people know you don't have to bring any more. So therefore, if the guy went ahead and brought more, even though he's trying to elevate, he's trying to put it to a status of karbanos that are brought on Shabbos, so he's taking, you know, all their karbanos, and having in mind there should be this tamid or this musaf, there it's not going to help, even though you're trying to give it an elevated name, because we know how much are brought, and once those are brought, there's no room for error anymore. But Tomer b'Pesach, like you say by Karban Pesach, she'en lo kitzva, there's no set amount, meaning everyone has to bring, she'akol tshrich in the Karban Zev, akol tshrudim bo, everyone has to bring their Karban Pesach, and everyone's, you know, busy with it. And because everyone's busy with it, it's possible that a person would make a mistake and think that some other carbon is his carbon Pesach, and therefore there is room for error, and therefore he shouldn't be liable if he made this mistake. So it comes out that, you know, to sum it all up, if you have a carbon Pesach, they shechted it for the wrong intentions, for the wrong name, you had in mind it should be, let's say, a shlamim, so then of course, you know, it's like you did an Aveira, and you have a carbon Chatas for shechting on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah there. And the other way around, if it was other karbanos that you had in mind for a Karban Pesach, so if it's like totally not befitting for a Karban Pesach, it's like the wrong type of animal, so of course you chayav chatas. But if it's befitting for the type of animal like a Karban Pesach, like it's a lamb, it's within 1 year, it's a male, so Lezer would say you're still chayav the Karban chatas, because at the end of the day, you know, you had the wrong carbon in mind. Rabbi Yeshua would say that you're putter because the Maisa, you still did a mitzvah, and therefore it's not considered you're just shechting for not on Shabbos, and he would say that you're exempt from, you know, transgressing Shabbos. And then lastly, Rabbi Meir concludes with his opinion, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afa Shochit, even a person who shechts all other kabanos on Shabbos, L'shem Emuri Tzibor, in order to have in mind, it should be for the Emuri, the fats of the Tzibor, like a Tamid or the Musaf, by mistake, he's putter, he's exempt. Because at the end of the day, the carbon's kosher. Why? Because all carbonos, if you shechted it even for the wrong name, it's kosher. And here you changed it for the davar hamutter. You changed it for something that would have been mutter, like a tamid on Shabbos or a musaf on Shabbos. And since you changed it for something that would have been mutter on Shabbos, so he says that you'd be exempt. And that's, you know, Rabbi Meir's opinion. And that concludes the three different opinions over here in Mishnah Hay. And lastly, Mishnevah, this is a quick one. So, Shchato, if a person shechted the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach and fell out on Shabbos, so if he shechted it, Shlola Achlav, Vishlola Mnuyav, or Elin, or Tmein, Chayav, if he shechted it either for people that can't eat it, like an ill person or an old person, or a person that's not part of the group of this Karban Pesach, or for an Aral, one who's not circumcised, or for someone who's Tamei, and he did it on Shabbos, so now he didn't really bring a carbon, he brought something which is an invalid carbon. If he did it on Shabbos, he's chayav for transgressing the laws of Shabbos. But if he does la'ochlav, v'shalol la'ochlav, l'muyav, v'shalol l'muyav, l'molon, v'lo'elon, t'harim, l'tameim, then it's pater, meaning if he did it for people that could eat it, and people that can't eat it, he had both intentions in mind. You know, ill people and healthy people, or people that are in the group, people that are not in the group. Or people that are circumcised, or people that are not circumcised, or people that are pure, or people that are tamei. If he had both intentions in mind, then the carbon is still okay, and then therefore he's bringing a good carbon and he doesn't transgress the laws of Shabbos. Okay. What about shchato v'nimtza b'mum? If he shechts it, then afterwards he finds that there's a mum inside the animal. So chayev, his carbon's invalid, and now what happens, he's shechting for naught on Shabbos, he's transgressing the laws of Shabbos. Because he should have checked if the animal had a mum or not, had a blemish or not. Shchato v'nimtza treifa. What happens b'seisir if he shechted it and then afterwards he found that the animal was a treifa, wasn't a kosher animal, from something inside the animal? So then he's putter. He's exempt from transgressing the laws of shechting on Shabbos for naught, because there it was unavoidable. How is he supposed to see what's inside, you know, treifas, invalid parts of the animal, from inside the animal? And shchato, what happens if he shechted it and then v'noda, he was notified, shemishchu abaylam as yadam, that either the owners of this animal went and, you know, found another group, or the owners died, or the owners became tamei, and now they can't use this carbon. So again, he'd be putter. It's not like he's doing an invalid carbon on Shabbos that he's shechting for naught and he's transgressing the laws of Shabbos. Because again, because he did it with their permission, and then something happened. So that's also out of his control. So the idea is that if it's out of his control, so then we don't look at him as if he's just shechting for naught and transgressing Shabbos. But if it was within his control and he should have known better, then he is transgressing the laws of Shabbos because he's shechting an invalid carbon on Shabbos when he shouldn't be doing that. Okay, it's two Mishnayos, and that concludes Mishnah Vav, and it concludes the sixth parak.